With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What are you guys doing here?
What are you doing here? Wait, are you doing a podcast right now?
Welcome to the Rob and Holly Show podcast.
Hey, hey.
What's up?
What's up, man?
Hanging.
Chilling?
Yes, sir. What's that neon sign say back there?
It's not showing up good. It says
purple haze.
It says purple haze.
Oh, nice.
Hi, King.
That's my Jimi Hendrix Holly tribute back there.
Nice.
We'll get it to focus. Here, you gotta do this. It's got autofocus. It doesn't ever want to. Sometimes it shows up and it looks good, and other times it doesn't.
That's and it drives good. Him crazy if you can't it see it properly.
It's a cool background. That's all that matters.
Oh, you spent a lot of time on it. Me, I have a window.
You got a window. Nice.
I have a window.
Nice.
See, I don't have any windows. So you gotta. There's a plus side to both our home studios.
Is it snowing?
It snowed yesterday, so we've got like a ton of snow on the ground. This is my only sanity, by the way, is like I stare out this window and then I report to Rob what's going on outside the window since he doesn't have one. Like, remember when I put the bird feeder up and then we won't waste time. We want to talk music. I put a bird feeder up and like the birds were like pounding and Rob's like, we cannot record like this. Like they were pounding on little seeds.
Here's a good question. I think
no,
I feel
they
like
were pounding.
Know.
They weren't pounding like that.
She said they were pounding. We can't talk about it, but they were pounding.
Okay. That's kind of, I feel like when you know you're old when you start bird watching. Kane, what's one thing that you do that you're like, I feel
I'm
old now because I'm doing
definitely
this.
Old. Yeah.
Another reason I started working out, I was walking up the stairs and my knees started hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm getting old. And they're like, you're 27. I'm 28 now, but they're like, you're 27. I was like, my knees have never hurt before. So.
And yeah, so do they hurt now? Because I know, wasn't it, we read that it was your goal to be like the most fit person in Nashville and like Men's Health Magazine, I think reported that or something like
that.
Yeah,
my security guard. That's how I'm trying to be.
Yeah, I think that's good. It's good to have muscles because what if you need to use them to do something?
Yeah, then you don't use them.
What save a baby animal.
I don't know. That's what I think that like you need them for.
Has your to get to your goal of being the most fit country artist, what are you doing extra now on top of what you are already doing?
This is crazy. I actually have a video. I want to show it to you, but I was a little intoxicated, but I won't show it. anyway, I had...
Drunk and working out. That's great.
Well, no. It was eating. So after the show, it was after show food. All I eat is chicken and rice. Literally breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And my after show food had, I think it was spinach or kale. Which I never have. If I have a taco from Taco Bell, which I don't eat anymore, if I had a taco from Taco Bell and there was a small piece of lettuce in my taco, I would throw the whole thing away because I feel like it stains the food. It tastes like lettuce. So the other day I was like, you know what? Whatever. I'm about to eat it. I got to be healthy. And I ate it and I have a video on it. It's the funniest thing. But it was actually pretty good. But I've never had it before. I wasn't mad. I was like, maybe I just had to be, you know,
open-minded to food.
Drunk, but yeah. Yeah.
It could be a mindset. I feel like your taste buds change too.
Yeah.
As you get older, so you might find yourself eating some of the stuff that you were like grossed out about back in the day.
Yeah, I tried carrots. I don't know. It's crazy. I've been trying stuff. I don't stay with it.
Are you not a person that likes change, or you're not, you don't like to go outside your comfort zone?
If you, if you knew my mom, I think that you'd be like, okay, like, you know, she raised me, which we didn't have a lot of money either. It's another story, but like I grew up on like American food, like ravioli or beefaroni.
Macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs. Green bean. My grandpa's a farmer, so the only good thing that I had was green beans that he would make. That was like the only vegetable I'd really eat. Corn, technically ain't a vegetable. I don't feel like peas. I love peas. But anything else green, I don't eat.
Yeah. Can we talk about music for a second? I want to know, what's your favorite lyric on this fourth, like on this album?
Do you have a favorite lyric? On the whole album?
And the whole album. No, is it tough?
I have a couple.
Okay.
Probably My Love Won't Leave You Alone. It's one of my favorite lyrics. And then another one is I would have to sing the song. Thank God.
You can sing it. Oh, we won't mind.
We don't mind if you sing.
Thank God I get to wake up. Thank God I get to wake up by your side. Thank God your hand fits perfectly in mine. And thank God you love me when you didn't have to. And thank God, because he knew. Thank God, because he knew. Thank God for giving me you. Yeah. It's cool.
I love that you had to sing the lyrics, because that's how you memorize them, right? Is like when you're singing them.
Oh, I've been listening to so much of the new music that and planning on which ones are going to make it and which ones ain't going to make it. And it's been so hard. But I like it, though, because once the album's finished, I don't know that I'll still be happy, but I'll know that I actually put time and effort into an album instead of just releasing music and hoping that the fans liked it. Because if it does, you know, become successful, I'll be like, at least all that thinking and worrying, you know, paid off.
Are you still choosing songs for the album? So it's still in progress?
So technically, for the album to be done, I have four more songs that I have to go into the studio and record and stuff. But the songs that we did have on the album that I've already had musicians come in and paid for and that we had working on it, that the song was done. I had Dan Huff go back in and I would tell him, I'd be like, this is too, like, we have one song that my fans have been waiting for called Nothing I'd Change. And I told him, I said, I want this very old school Motown, like think Michael Jackson. And so like right when the song comes in, it's like all these strings and you're just like, what just happened? And so now I was like, I think it's too much. We need to dial it down and go into like a country guitar. So then that's what he's doing. And he's like, you were right. This is amazing. So it's like, my mind is just in a million different places. So if I get this album and it does remotely good, I'm happy. I'm proud of myself. Whatever.
Well, judging by the crowd at the last show we were at for the Blessed and Free tour, I think it's going to be pretty awesome because people are just so loud and singing along to like every single song. We had such a blast.
Thank you, man. Thanks for coming too. I feel like I just put too much pressure on myself.
I think you do. I think you got this, man. You're good.
But do you ever think it's the overthinking, because I'm a little bit of an overthinker, where it's the overthinking that does make you successful? Like if you don't overthink.
I used to not care. I used to just write a song and put it out and just was like, yeah. And now I think I'm getting older and I'm like, what would I do if I didn't have music? Like, would I go back and work at FedEx? And then, you know what I mean? It's like thinking of myself in that way. And it's just like, it's terrifying, honestly. It's so scary. And I got two kids to think about now. So I just want to keep growing.
Because there's more to lose now than there was in the beginning.
Before it was just like, oh, okay, cool. It's just me. And you know, yeah, I have kids.
But it did work pretty good. And I was actually reading this book called I think a lot of people have read it. It's called The Art of Not Giving a
Yeah. Yeah, that used to be me, bro. I didn't care at all.
But there's an, I think there's an art, there's an art to it, and there is, yeah, there is. You can, you know, it might not be the best to overthink a lot of it. So yeah, I think, I don't know. I think just like trusting your gut is right is like the biggest thing. If you feel something is right, then you just gotta go for it.
Yeah,
put it out there.
I can't tell. I can't tell if it's my head or my gut is making the right decision now.
Yeah, that's the hard part, right? You're like, is it my head, my heart, or my or my gut? It's like, who knows?
Yeah. Well, it's working, and we appreciate the music so much, Kane. So thank you so much, and congratulations on all the success of One Mississippi too.
Thank you, darling. Appreciate
it. Hi, Kane. We'll talk to you soon, man.
Good to see you.
Yeah, y'all be safe.
All right.
You too.
Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Rob and Holly Show podcast. Follow us at Robin Holly Show and listen weeknights on Odyssey Country and the free Odyssey app, AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.